Hey rock stars, good morning. My ideas of the day I wanted to share with you is when you're out canvassing and you come across a user with merchandise. For example, yesterday I was canvassing with my new intern, Kara, and two stores we went into, one was a country western apparel, boots, you know, everything to do with riding, equestrian. We went into one of those stores, and we also went into an Army Navy surplus store. Both of them very large. I think the Country Western store was probably 15,000 square feet. They had multiple locations, I think three. And the Army Navy store had four locations, and that store was probably about 4,000 square feet. There were about five police in the store trying on or looking at, you know, stuff for uniforms. There was a mom who was a Boy Scout, you know, a mom of a Boy Scout who was getting stuff for the uniforms for Boy Scouts. You know, these types of stores, total destination. And merchandise, you know, apparel and retail and goods merchandise, which, you know, those types of users for our shopping centers are disappearing. So when I'm in those stores and they're saying to me, nah, probably not interested in expanding, I happen to have a property nearby, a very high trafficked tourist destination. And I've got some vacancies at that property. So in both of those situations, I brought up to the person I was speaking to in the two stores, what do you think about, you know, the holidays are coming up quick. Do you have enough merchandise to consider doing a pop-up? You know, the space is ready to go. You can bring in your merchandise. You know, usually the challenge for these retailers is staffing, not so much merchandise, because they usually have extra merchandise that are either in unpacked in boxes in the back or at warehouses. So consider now, you know, obviously I would not be considering or offering pop-ups to service businesses, you know, hair salons, nail salons, anything that takes capital to invest in a store. So when you're out canvassing, and if your owner of your shopping center is open to the idea, so you might want to broach that subject now. So when you're out canvassing, you can suggest it. But, you know, I would do a deal really for maybe $1,000 a month for 4,000 square feet for just a couple months to see, because you never know. They may open, be wildly successful, or be very intrigued and interested with the traffic in a new market. And, you know, I might make a deal with them on a temporary deal anyway. The space is sitting empty with the landlord's right to recapture. So think about that when you guys are out knocking on doors and canvassing. If there, it's a goods retailer, and if it looks like they've got a lot of merchandise, would they consider coming into your property in a different market for holiday season? All right? If this happens and you work on this and it works out, let me know. Send me an email, a text, give me a call, and have a super week. Take care, rock stars. Bye.